Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
TMS is brought to you daily, by and large, by the supportive patrons at patreon.com/TMS, like Ryan Williams, Sam Greenwood, and Sam Long. Coming up on TMS, you can eat rocks!
Mustard Skittles, puke the rainbow.
The clean-it-yourself hotel.
World of Watercraft.
Bug bites really suck.
I'm 93, what's your excuse?
Try the Zappa.
Very sexy man legs.
It shouldn't be used in some parts of the body.
Who has the key?
Johnson's go motorboating.
Belly buttonless drone boy.
Green Goblin truck face.
Bro, do you even blaze?
Badass badges with Bill, and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Wait, I know this one. The freezer door is open.
Exactly. And if a customer weren't paying attention, they could run right into it.
Shelley, I'm beginning to see that there's a lot of hidden dangers in the workplace.
Nice cat. Perhaps Annie Oakley?
The Morning Stream. Don't eat that. It's Pluto.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to TMS. It's the morning stream for Tuesday, August 1st, 2023. I'm Scott. That's Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. It has been a little time since you and I spoke last.
It has. Almost a week. Like, it's been 5 days, right? Because we didn't do a Thursday show. Yep. And,
It was a tight race to the finish. I don't like normally being gone for that long, but it is nice to do it over the weekend where, you know, we kind of have other stuff planned out on the shows. And so things are already scheduled to go. Like Film Sack just kind of went up while I was gone. That was nice. I didn't have to worry about it too much. But we're back, you guys. We missed you all. We hope you had a good extended restraint from us. I don't know.
Hope you enjoyed our time away. Hoping it the absence made your hearts grow fonder.
I hope so too. Us. What I really hope for is some hydrocortisone, because I have got the worst mosquito bites from this trip. All up and down my very sexy man legs, I've got little bites, and I thought I was gonna. They usually don't come to get me, and I thought I was gonna get away with it, but it didn't this time.
Yeah. Have I told you about the little bug, the bug bite thing? That's what it's called. It's called the bug bite thing.
No.
And I think you have to use it fairly quickly. Let's see here. I'm going to give you a link. We have one of these and we swear by it, but you basically want to use it like the first, you know, within the first, I don't know, day of getting a mosquito bite.
Oh my gosh, this thing looks like an injector or something. What is this thing?
It's kind of the opposite. It's a sucker. And basically what you do is you put the tip of this thing over. God, this is all like ticks, this page. It's all about fine tip tweezers and tick removal.
Yeah.
Where's the regular
suction
stuff?
Tool. Chemical-free suction tool that alleviates the itching, stinging, and swelling from bug bites and stings by removing the insect saliva or venom under the skin. So yeah, it sounds like it'd have to be immediate, right?
Not immediate. Within the first day. I've been surprised that that, you know, we can get a bug bite in the morning and then get one of these things or apply this thing or suck out the poison in the evening and still feel tremendous relief.
This seems pretty great.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's like
they had Prime Day deals that I missed.
Did they? For like a $4 piece of plastic? That's great. Yeah.
I think this is Mom on a Mission. What is this? The lady who started it, probably?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Suction tool. Yeah, you're really just sucking it out, eh?
You're really just sucking it out. You're basically, you know, doing what what old westerns show people doing after a rattlesnake bite.
Yeah.
to their friend.
Yeah, to their buddy, to Zeke over there. Buddy. Place tool over the bug bite area. Step two, slowly pull up on the handles until you feel suction.
Yeah.
Hold for 10 to 20 seconds. Step three, push handle down to release the suction. All right. Yeah. I wish I had one right now. I don't have one.
Yeah, don't. By the way, this is not for use on every part of the body.
Okay? No.
Just letting you know right now, not for use on every part of the body.
No. If you get a testicle bite, we're not here to help you. We can't help you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Nothing you can do.
Sorry. and even if you don't get a testicle bite, don't put it on your testicles.
True enough. I'd like to say a quick shout out to Chris Privateer in the chat, who says, oh, did they switch to YouTube? Yes, we did this in April. So welcome back.
Sometimes people don't have a day off that lines up with our show, and there you
it's
go.
Totally That's fine. Not a problem at all. Just glad to let them know and help them understand. So real quick, a rundown of what happened. It was a fun time. There were 38 people in our group, so it was a lot. But we were a lot of times separated because everybody had different Airbnbs. And so we had one. My sister Wendy, her family, and my mom shared one. My brother Matt had one. So everybody kind of had their own space if they needed it or whenever they needed it for their own sort of immediate family. So for us, it was me, Kim, Taylor, Dylan, the babies, Nick, and B. We're all on the same. Oh, and Carter, of course. And we got there. So here's.
So basically, your Airbnb was just basically your house.
Kind of just a house.
I know many of your kids have moved out and they're on their own, but still.
Yeah. I mean, I guess Carter's the only. Funny enough, Carter had to sleep on the couch, so everybody else had beds, but she didn't care. She's the single one, so she doesn't care. But anyway, we went up to this thing, and immediately things go a little wry for everyone but us, kind of. Mm-hmm. So we get there, and I get word from Wendy. On the crappy internet, barely getting text through. We have a problem. There's flooding. We'll let you know if we're going to be late because we were having dinner at our place. We were all supposed to meet at our place because Kim made food. And some hose connected to the fridge in their Airbnb sometime in the 24 hours prior had popped out and was just gushing water in this house. And it's a house, not a cabin. It's like a regular home. Up in Bear Lake, which is, if people don't know what Bear Lake is, it's north, and it's situated about 2.5 hours for us to drive there. It's situated between Idaho and Utah, so the lake is literally split in half by the state line.
Oh, interesting. Okay, kind of like, isn't Champlain is like that, right? Halfway between Vermont and New York?
I think so, yeah. So you can actually take a boat and literally just like 2 seconds across, later in the other state where I can get lottery tickets and the other one I can't.
Buy fireworks.
Yeah.
Right there on the lake.
Yeah. So we get there and this happens and she's got flooding everywhere and the house is a mess and she's like, we don't know what to do. We're trying to figure it out. So they call it in, and in their case, it was a bonus because the people are like, oh no, shoot. Okay, don't worry. We can upgrade you to this other one. We won't do it for any additional cost. And this one is like on the lake, bigger, multiple floors. It's like right there, coastal looking thing. Is really nice and probably would have cost them like four times as much had it been one they chose, but they got it because of the flooding. So that worked out. My other sister Misha texts and says, we're gonna be a while, we have to clean up. I'm like, what's the matter? They didn't the cleaning crew was terrible and everything is all, there's food everywhere and greasy stuff.
Oh,
and the,
no,
it's a total mess. So whatever the cleaning service that this Airbnb hires to do their thing just did not do it. It just
didn't show up, which I hope they got like either a serious discount or something, because having to clean up after strangers before the, it's like, can you imagine if you went into a hotel room and like you had to make the bed and
it'd be a nightmare.
The toilet paper, wash out the shower, all that stuff.
You'd be so pissed.
I would be so pissed.
Yeah.
That's actually the Excalibur experience, by the way, so I shouldn't.
That's a standard room at the Excalibur.
It's pretty much a standard room at the, yeah. Oh, did you ask for a deluxe tower room? No, standard room. Oh, okay. Well, here's pillows, sheets, and fresh toilet paper. You'll need to do all that yourself.
Yeah, you have to put that in yourself, and that turd floating in the toilet, you're going to need to flush that down, and we'll see you later. Well, she kind of had this experience, and it was gnarly, and they had to clean it, and they comped them there. There's $150 cleaning fee or whatever for the week, so mm-hmm. like they, mm-hmm. they, you know, what do you call that? Phased the error, said no, you don't have to pay that.
What yeah, waived it.
Waived yeah. it. That's the word I was looking for. Waving sure. it.
Waved it.
You'd think I'd remember that with all the wave runners I was on. but anyway, so then she has this problem. Our problem turned out to be smaller, but still kind of a problem. The you know, we're supposed to use these new codes and RFID access to get through locks. Oh, they send you a lock in the in your phone, and you're supposed to just wave it in front of there, and it's supposed to be super easy, and it unlocks it. It's all done wirelessly and everything. would not work to save our lives.
You can tell by the supposed to in your sentence there.
Yeah.
So for about that stinks.
It did stink. So about an hour, we're just like, what the frick? And we didn't know what to do. So finally, Kim gets a hold of the guy who owns the place, and he said, oh, that thing has been so fishy for us. All summer it's worked, but we've had a couple of instances where it didn't. So here's a special code to a secret box that's behind the shed, and back there is a key as a backup. And so we got it to work. But also, it was like the One Ring in Lord of the Rings trying to keep that key safe all weekend.
I'm sure. Oh my God. Yeah,
I hated it so much because there's so many of us in the house. People need to go back and forth, take the babies back for naps and all that. And like, who has the key?
Yeah. And not only that, like, you know, you're swimming or you're getting in the water. It's like you want to have swim trunks on. Who has the key? Who keeps the key with them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And it was a pain. And if you took it out on the lake, everybody was like, all right, where's the key before anyone gets some water? Where's the thing?
Because the last thing you want is, hey, we need to do something. You know, Phoebe needs such and such, and she's crying and screaming. We need this. Oh, I'm in the middle of the lake with the key.
Yeah, I have the key. Oh, no, you have the key. Is it in the lake or is it in your possession? I don't know. Like, it was just a lot of that. And it was just a little stressful. But for the most part, we kept track of it. And now it is thrown into the lava pits of Mordor. And it's all fine now. anyway, our place turned out to be super nice. Like, really, on the outside, kind of an unassuming looking little rambler. Like, you'd look at it and go, eh, that's probably crappy in there. We don't know. Or good enough. You know, we won't hardly be here, so it's no big deal. But we got in there. It was like all new, everything, flooring and paint and furniture and a huge TV that Dylan brought his Xbox and played some on there. Nice. We had like a giant kitchen. It was awesome. It was really nice. Yeah, I would seek out that specific place again if we went up there again. It was great.
I like that. Yeah, when you get an Airbnb that's just so good, it's like, okay, when we come back to this town, this is where I want to stay. I know we're not going to do better.
Yeah, it was great. And it was owned by just a dude, not some corporation. I hate those. A guy owned it. He comes out there with his family in the summers sometimes and then uses Airbnb when he's not using it, and then otherwise lives in Salt Lake City. And he's not some conglomerate that owns 300 houses just so they can rent them. And I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Here's the weirdest thing. I've gone to lakes lots of times, and I've rented watercraft lots of times.
Sure.
We've done wave runners, sea-doos, freaking jet skis, all that stuff before. I've never seen this before. So there's a big technology shift in that world of rentals.
In the world of watercraft.
Yeah. So here, welcome to the world of watercraft. Anyway, we get up there. We get our little, you know, the guy says, well, here's your thing. You got to sit here and listen to me tell you about the safety precautions and all that. So you do that whole thing. And then he proceeds to tell us, he said, now all of these are geolocated or some talk like that. And I'm like, oh, satellite stuff? He goes, yeah, I don't know how it works, but anyway, here's what it does. Basically, it makes it so when you are in anything you rent there, a full-size boat, a Sea-Doo, anything in between, they all have GPS tracking in them so that, I mean, there's a lot of reasons. One, you can never steal one, I guess. But the main reason is it's a proximity thing. So if I'm behind, you know where the buoys are out a certain distance and you're supposed to go like five or under to, before you get past them and then you can take off.
Yeah.
That's just normal and everybody does that. Yeah. But this forces automatically all engines like will throttles. Only go. Yeah.
A physical no wake zone, like a no wake zone where you can't. That's amazing.
It is awesome. Now, here's the weird bit, though. So that part made sense to me. You could floor it. It didn't matter. You were still only going to go 5 miles an hour until you got to the buoys. As soon as you hit the buoys, if you were still floored, suddenly the thing would go brrrr, you'd take off and it could just tell where you were. Yeah. The weird bit is, or I guess this is both good and bad, because it has a proximity thing to avoid collisions. So if I've got a rental boat that's 20 yards away and I'm in a Sea-Doo coming their direction, my engine will will not turn off, but will kill any momentum. I will basically be like, really? I'm not giving you gas.
Right. Okay.
And their boat will do the same thing. Their boat will do the exact same thing. And so it was great in a way because you're like, oh, this is nice and safe. Here's the problem. It's very busy. It's a Saturday beach day. Tons of people there. And so you really had to get way out in the lake, out in the boonies to get away from all these people so that you weren't constantly being throttled because they were so close to you.
Because even if you weren't heading right towards another rental boat, if you were just in the vicinity, you would say, you're a little close.
Yeah, exactly. Like, look out, I'm here. They'd have a flag or something like that. But okay, in this case, it just goes, and you're down to nothing. I think they could have adjusted the distance to be a little less, a little smaller radius.
A little less aggressive.
Yeah, it was a little aggressive. I understand erring on the side of safety and all that. That makes sense. But here's the big problem. This doesn't stop regular people from coming up to the lake with their own boats and watercraft and putting them on the lake. Those guys don't have any of these restrictions. So you would have me pulling up too close to a boat. We'd both go, bleh. And then right in between us would be some Kawasaki guy just... because he doesn't give a shit. He doesn't have this restriction. That's a
really sucky restriction when it comes to water skiing, right? Because you're like, you're pulling somebody behind you, and then all of a sudden your engine just down.
Yeah, and those people had to go way out, afar from everybody. Yeah. And I guess it sort of worked out, but it was a lot. But it was really nice. The weather was insane. I got sunburn, which I tried not to do. I put a lot of stuff on. Mm-hmm. Didn't matter. Mm-hmm. We had this thing happen in the middle of the afternoon. John, my mom's husband, John.
Yes.
That guy, you know.
That guy. Yeah, we know that guy.
It was his birthday. He was 92 on Saturday. Or 93. Okay. Whatever it is.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And he's old as dirt, but he drove all the way up there. He's still, you know, he's basically has the functionality of your average 60-year-old or something. But anyway.
He may have a lot of miles, but...
that's right. Zoe yells stepdad. He was never my stepdad. Stepdads have to raise you or be part of your upbringing. I met him when I was 35 or something. He's not your stepdad at that point. He's not doing any fathering. Anyway. I just refuse to call him stepdad. I can't do it.
I know, yes.
I can't do it. Anyway, he says... I can't wait for these guys to get back from the boat. And I said, what's the matter, John? He goes, oh, there's people out of... They're supposed to go get the other canopy in my car, but they're going to be out there all... He's just having a total meltdown about a canopy that's in his car that he wants someone to come and get. And I said, well, John, just ask us. I don't mind. We're not on the boats. We're right here. So me and I grabbed Tanner. Tanner's my nephew-in-law.
Okay.
He's married to my niece. Wonderful dude. Just love Tanner to death. And... They have a great little kid, and he's just a great guy, just the nicest guy. So he's like, let me come help. And I said, okay, cool. So me and Tanner are going to go find this canopy. And it's way up the path through a bunch of sand, down another path, and then up to these parking spaces that they gave us way off by, you know, the other side. So we're going to go do this together. And he says to John, now, can you tell me exactly where your car is? And he goes, all right, here's what you do. You go out to the thing... And make sure you don't go past the bathrooms. If you've gone past the bathrooms, it's not that way. You've made a mistake.
I love directions where they don't tell you where to turn. They tell you when you've gone too far.
Yeah, when you've gone too far. So as long as you don't pass the bathrooms, you'll see it right away, okay? Here's my keys and you can beep it. He's got a Nissan Altima or something. So we go out there, Tanner and I, and always a fun time with Tanner, so it's not a big deal. He and I get to hang out and talk. He's a great guy. Mm-hmm. So we're out there walking around, and we're like, beep, 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 nothing. And I go, oh, there's those bathrooms. We can't go that way, because he said, don't go past the bathrooms, right? And he goes, yeah, that's right. So let's go this other way. We go to four other places where cars are clustered. Nothing. Uh-huh. Beep, 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 nothing. We go all the way back to the beach. John. Uh-huh. Or no, I guess we called him and got through. That's what happened. We were going to go back, and we called him. We actually got through. It was real crusty.
He actually got a signal enough to get a connection.
And he's like, what's the deal? Why are you guys taking so long? And he goes, well, we're not seeing it. We've tried everything, and we definitely didn't go past the bathrooms. And I turned to Tanner, and I'm like, maybe we'll go past the bathrooms and see what's over there. Maybe he's just wrong about the bathroom part. So we did.
Right.
We went past the bathrooms. Bingo, there's his damn car past the bathrooms. So we get
But you went too far if you pass the bathrooms.
That's what he said. So we take it back. carry this heavy canopy thing over there. Jeez. And I go, John, you told us not to go past the bathrooms. It was totally past the bathrooms. In fact, that was the one direction you should have said, which is just past the bathrooms.
Go past the bathrooms.
And he goes, you know, and we're in like 100 degree heat and we're all just standing there in the sweaty heat. And he goes, well, what do you expect? I'm 93. That was the answer.
Nice.
Yeah. That was it.
So he gets to use that as a card now. Playing the 93, playing the old card.
Right? Playing old guy card. But anyway, I mean, it was a really fun trip overall. And we did get, if at times it did not feel like vacation because it's so many people and we're all dealing with stuff. But there were other times where it really did feel like a vacation. I love spending time with the little ones. Wendy's kids are in town and I love those kids. They're so much fun to hang out with. Her boys are great. And her daughter's awesome. They just are great. And my sister Misha and all her kids and family. It was awesome. This may be the we may not have many more of these where it's this many because everyone's kind of got their own growing families to do.
Yeah.
Where they're going to have their own big traditions. So
their own little reunions are going to be, you know, fill up a couple Airbnbs on their own. Yeah
exactly. So anyway.
I'm going to ask you something. So would you... let's say, you know, you're meeting somebody and you've got your mom and John with you. How do you introduce them? Do you say, well, here's my mom and this is the guy she married?
Oh, I'll go. So like if it's at a, that's an interesting question. Have I had to even do that?
What if you've had to do that? Maybe not.
It's mostly been, I don't think I've had any real strangers. Although when he's been at the house and maybe somebody comes by, I'll just say, oh, this is my mom and this is John. That's it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah.
And they just look like they're together because they're the two lumps on the couch, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, I understand that the technical term, if you have to have one, is probably stepfather, but it's just, I just can't do it.
Yeah, I totally get that. When my mom remarried, Barney and I had a really tough time seeing eye to eye, and for a long time, I just called him Barney. Well, for all of his life, I called him Barney.
Called him Barney.
But it wasn't until, you know, later on that when we finally started to connect that I actually referred to him as my stepdad. And I was 11 when they remarried. A far cry from 30-something.
Oh, yeah. 11 is pretty young. That's true. You're as young as young Peter was. Wendy's the youngest that we hung out with this week. That kid is a little psycho, first of all. Second of all, he has. Remember when he was born and we did a whole fundraiser here because he had
his guts are on the outside.
Guts like on the outside.
Package of hot dogs.
So he's like a slender 11-year-old kid. He's tan and kind of buff from just being a kid, you know, sinewy and muscly and all that. But you cannot get away from the fact that he looks like a drone because he has no belly button. He's just got this weird flat little scar wall. And you see him with other kids, and you're just like, is that a human or is he, what is he? What is his deal? It's really weird. I love that kid though.
As well, yeah. Like,
it was a good time. We had fun. So thank you everybody for your patience and letting us have a little time off. And we're back at it for this month. So cool. Enjoy yourselves.
At least until the 23rd when I go off to Asheville.
Oh, that's
right. Off to Savannah, Georgia, and then off to Asheville for the Southeast Tadpole Meetup. I think there's still a couple rooms available if you're considering it. If you're in that area, you want to drive to Asheville and hang out with me and Brian Dunaway and Amy Redfraggle and September 9 of 12 and all those people. Shane Shaved Maddox, who's promised to take rotating videos, 360 videos of all of us.
Oh, he's required to do that. It's not even an option.
I think there's a couple rooms available, so come join us.
Yep, he'll be in a sleeveless shirt, holding the phone out here and going
yes,
and then making a dead face while he does it, just kind of.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, none, you know, expressionless.
I'd love that. Yeah. I'll be having my anniversary that weekend, or else I think I would have gone. Especially when we never get done away in the same place ever with us.
I know. Part of me wants to do Film Sack, like record Film Sack with me and Dunaway in the same room, because that's only ever happened once at a Nerdtacular.
Yeah.
The Tremors, right? Because I think he wasn't able to make it to Masters of the Universe.
He was 2013. He was there for 2011, 2013.
Okay, so 2 years we did a Film Sack.
At least two. Possibly three, but I can't remember what 2012.
What was the other one? It was Tremors and what's the other one he was there for?
He-Man.
Was that Masters of the Universe?
Yeah, Masters of the Universe, sorry. Masters.
Oh, Punisher? No, Punisher was without him. Punisher, Fletcher stepped in as our fourth.
That's right.
Punisher.
And who did was the one where all the machines come alive. I can't think of the name of the movie.
The Green Goblin truck face.
Yeah, that's the one.
Maximum Overdrive.
That's the one. I don't remember if he was there for that. Maybe.
I don't think he was.
That was 2015. Yeah,
I think that was is BrianDunawayBehindYou.com.
Oh, yeah, and I still have that over there. His stupid picture of him. It's life-size torso of him, which I don't remember even who made
those. Oh, my gosh. Velvet Lip. Hey, look in the Discord under... man, I haven't talked to Velvet Lip in a long time.
Ages.
Look in the Frog Pants Discord under Meetups. There's a whole channel of Meetups, and there's a Southeast Tadpole Meetup.
Doing it right now. Pulling it up. Are there photos in here? Oh, there it is. Hey, Velvet Lip, I haven't heard from you in 1,000 years.
I know. Photo guy extraordinaire. Like that black and white photo where I shaved my beard and I was putting my hand over my lack of beard. By the way,
2014.
Only Tina and one person on my trivia team who noticed it over Zoom noticed that I've shaved my beard again.
Oh.
And I just have the mustache. It's because it's so light. It's so gray. You don't even notice it's not there.
You look like you're going to give me a deal on a car.
I do. I was trying to go for, I was like, all right, could I, you know, I'm not a fan of it. I'm looking forward to growing it back. But I was like, let me try the Zappa. Let me try the,
I like the Zappa a little bit.
The mustache and the soul patch.
I think the Zappa's all right. I think it looks okay on you. My son is full mustache these days because apparently their whole generation think that's cool.
Yes,
and I hate it. I can't stand it. I don't know what's going on over there. They all look like a bunch of, they look like they all walked out of Shawshank prison. Their pants are too short. I don't know what's going on. All right. I got a couple of calls we're going to play today, and these are great because they're great. I think I may have found a new favorite listener. No offense to everybody else. All right. But once in a while,
I know those are, it's a big talk right there.
One of you will call in and it'll just be like, what is this person? I want to know more about them kind of thing.
Great.
And that's what this is. So I'm going to play this dude. He had questions about what happened to all of our mashup people. And just the way he asks all of this is fantastic. So check this out.
The morning stream. Hi, salad and bread. I'm just curious about your sound clip guys. There's been three of them. Frozen lemon, ice cold, and this new guy who I haven't heard from in a long time. What happened to him? I know it was a name. It wasn't a cold thing. I think it was Johnny Utah. Just curious.
All right. I really like this guy.
Johnny Utah left to go get us two Philly cheesesteaks.
Yeah, this was, Ice Worm is who he's thinking of for the middle
one. Ice Worm is one, yep.
And, Lemon, who was his name? Lemon something.
Well, we had Sebastian. I guess Sebastian never did for TMS.
No, that was
Sebastian
old.
Had a birthday yesterday or day before. Happy birthday, Sebastian.
Yeah, a couple days ago. It was the ELR days is when he was doing that.
Was Frozen Falcon, was he one that, Freakish Lemon. Freakish Lemon. There's nothing cold about Freakish Lemon.
No, Frozen Lemon or whatever he had. And then the new one is Jamie, and Jamie's just busy. Yeah. So it's not that he doesn't want to do them. It's just a lot.
Isn't he switched over doing it for Core, isn't he?
He was doing both of us, and then it just got so busy. He's like, I got to cut something out. So he started just doing Core, and he still does, although he's had some really busy stuff, so we didn't have one yesterday for our show. So, you know, it's whenever. Look, we don't expect anything from anyone. If people want to do stuff, we let them do stuff. And it's really nice when you do stuff, but we're not going to, you know. We're not going to get weird about it, but I love it.
No, but boy, it's a great way to get some, get some notoriety. Jamie, you know, doing TMS mashups. He had T-shirts, had a website for that.
And, yeah, he did. He had a lot of fun with it, I think. But
had a patron. I was contributing to his patron when he was doing the TMS one. Mm-hmm. And same with Ice Worm. I still pay for Ice Worm's Patreon.
Same. I'm on his as well. Yeah. I don't even know what I'm getting out of it. I don't care. I just like him, you know?
Well, I'm getting him updating every song that I play on TMS. He puts it on quicktms.li. So that's what I get out of it.
That's right. He's a dutiful servant. He loves us. He loves what he does, and he's great at it. Exactly. All right. Also,
so if any of you have something cold in your name, then please hit us up and we'll talk to you about doing our doing our mashups.
Lemons are cold things. That's what we're into.
Yeah, lemons, fruit are cold.
Here is we got a call from Stephanie. This is great. And it also explains
Stephanie in Madison.
Yeah, it also explains why we haven't seen her in the chat in a while. So. So here you go.
Hey guys, it's Stephanie. Just letting you know that my new job does not allow me to go into the chat anymore in the morning, unfortunately. But I just wanted to say that I appreciate you for giving me the warning before you do Ass Slappy. I absolutely hate that segment. And I'm glad you let me know every time, because sometimes you tell me before the theme. But yeah, I stick around for the theme and then I'm out. So, but love the rest of the show, though. Miss you guys. And yeah, I'm just listening a few days behind, and you guys are awesome.
Okay. I'm going to keep this part of this forever right here.
I absolutely hate that segment.
Anytime we have something that, you know, we don't like, she's going to pipe in with how she hates that segment.
Excellent. And, perfect. I love it.
Yeah. It's like the opposite of why I can totally see why you like it, but opposite, you know? I love it.
I reached out to her a couple days ago. I was at IKEA.
Yeah.
And IKEA has a glowing head you can buy. Like, it's almost like a mannequin head, but it's a light and it changes color. And I currently...
What?
I've replaced my... Can you zoom in? I don't know. You probably can't zoom in.
Yeah, I can see it, though. That's awesome.
Yeah, so I put my Spider-Man mask on that Stephanie gave me.
And it's see-through. Well, and translucent.
Yeah, like not just the eyes, but it's bright enough that you can see through the mask. It's so freaking awesome.
And he's wearing one of your fedoras, so it's like noir, spider noir.
He's wearing the original funny hat, the one that Chris Jericho coined as funny hat.
your brush with wrestling stardom.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, literally brush. He kind of brushed his junk against my leg, but yeah. Whatever.
That's what he does. That's his move, his finishing move.
It's his finishing move, exactly.
That's cool, dude. I want a glowing head.
I think hosting the podcast awards was his finishing move.
Fair enough. I don't know. He's probably still doing stuff.
I'm sure he's still doing something. Yeah, I'm kidding.
Okay, I want IKEA glowing head. Hold on.
Yes. You've got this? I mean, I want like a dozen of these, and I want to print masks like I could put you know, I've got Immortan Joe mask.
Yeah.
Would be great on one.
Yeah.
It's like a plastic surface that you can kind of draw on.
Oh my gosh, I'm so getting this.
Yeah.
I love crap like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, get a whole, do the Beatles or something, whatever.
Right,
you know?
There you go. Yeah, you could draw, right, just different facial hair and make it the four Beatles from the cover of Sgt. Pepper.
Yeah, where the hair was at its finest, you know?
Yes, it really was.
I'm into that. Sure. All right, we do have some time for a little bit of the news. We'd like to keep you informed, and today we'll do a little of that, so enjoy.
Good morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
It's time for the news, and it's brought to you by...
You get not one, but two episodes of Core this week. One went up last night, and another is going to post on Thursday. Get it where you get your podcasts or at frogpants.com/core.
It represents about 5 hours of total content. So if you're into that sort of thing, good Lord, have we got a week for you. I mean, basically, since we missed last week, we're like, well, let's do it Monday when I get home. Because I couldn't do it Thursday, and they were like, yeah, let's do that. But none of us were thinking about, oh, yeah, and then we'll do another one the very 2 days later.
2 days later, right, yeah.
But we are.
You know.
Yeah, we are. Actually, it may be Friday because Baldur's Gate 3 comes out on Thursday, and we may get some playtime on that first. Yeah, nice. Excited about that. Mm. All right, quick news here. Trader Joe's. I like Trader Joe's. I go there a lot. We like them.
Mm-hmm. I like Trader Joe's too. Yeah. Well, I go their chimichurri sauce.
Oh,
it's
really
good. I swear by it. Like,
really
good. Gotta get that stuff.
Yeah. And they got all kinds of stuff like that where it's like, why is this better than everywhere else and cheaper than everywhere else? It's insane.
Yeah.
So I really like them, but they got a little problem. Trader Joe's has recalled cookies that may contain rocks.
Ah, son of a.
Can you taste what that rock is cooking? Trader Joe's announced a recall on Friday of some of its cookies because they may contain rocks. The cookies subject to the recall are Trader Joe's Almond Windmill Cookies. These have sell dates of October 19th.
I love those too. Like, if I were to go to Trader Joe's and I saw windmill cookies, I'd probably buy those because what?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, they've got the slivered almonds in there and they've got almond flavor.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm in.
Because, you know, when you think of windmills, you think almonds immediately.
Of course, every time. Trader Joe's.
That's the flavor of a windmill.
That's right. Trader Joe's dark chocolate chunk and almond cookies. Those also, right around October, would be the sell-by date if you have those. They said all potential affected products have been pulled from store shelves. If you have purchased the affected products, the chain urges customers not to eat them. Customers with any questions can call them. Further information not available, or how rocks may have gotten into the cookies. Probably manufacturing process stuff, right? Probably.
I guess, but what are you putting in that? What are you putting into your ingredients that may contain rocks?
Right.
You know, I can understand bugs in your ketchup, because bugs stick to leaves and leaves are on tomatoes, and sometimes those tomatoes, when they go in the ketchup, have a leaf and have a bug on them. But
yeah, the only thing I can think of has got to be two things. One, a machine ground its own cement parts, and some of it got into cookies.
Oh, like it's a mortar and pestle kind of
maybe. I don't know. I mean, that's a total guess. But the other one is sabotage. Someone took a bag of rocks and threw it into the thing. And
Trader Joe.
It's my last day. I'm leaving some rocks in this vat.
That's right. Exactly.
But like the rocks, when they say rocks, I assume they mean like little, very small, pebbly things. Not like a rock.
Notice they didn't say sand. They said rocks.
That's true.
Which is like,
I got a little sand in a sandwich this week, or this last week.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't like it. That's what Lake Eaton is all about. Yeah. Was it a clam chowder sandwich? Was that what it was?
No, it was a, what did I have? I made a kind of a, we brought all the bread and fixings so everybody could just kind of make what they wanted.
Perfect. Yeah.
That's the ideal. All 38 people. And mine just got a little dirt in it. We were in a very dirty, we had these guys, right, probably about an hour before we had to leave and take the boats back for, you know, to return them. Mm-hmm. Some group of dudes, really, I don't want to stereotype. Try not to stereotype. Let's just say they were a bunch of, they all had prominent beer bellies. They're all very white.
Okay.
They all had very specific kinds of Ray-Bans.
Yes.
Backwards hats, ugly tattoos.
I'm guessing their X accounts feature them sitting in their car with their reflective sunglasses on in the driver's seat.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of that. But then when they sat down, got all their stuff going, they immediately started cooking something. I don't know what. They didn't have a canopy or a tent. They were just like, shirts off, let's burn.
Yeah.
And they were in kind of a swampy part of the, because the water's all receded from years of drought, and now it's kind of getting better again, but it's kind of a little swampy where they were. And and then they surprised me. They turned on Biggie music, like rap music.
Oh,
cranked it too. Like I'm glad we left when we did, because I was thinking no one else around here is going to like this. It got real loud.
No, exactly. Yeah, it's not going to be the other lake goers are not going to be happy with that. I really would have thought they would have started playing Kid Rock and referring to him as, quote, the real deal.
Same. Hard same. I thought that's where this was all headed. But instead it was like, Biggie, Biggie, can't you see? And it's like, whoa, what are we doing?
Wow.
And then I thought it was an aberration, like one song. But then it was like some Tupac after that. Well, the irony wasn't lost on me that there's a whole that cold case is being revived, I guess. Anyway, it was wild. It was weird.
That's interesting. I finally figured out I was in the pool with a crazy neighbor who does like Kid Rock and Nickelback and Limp Bizkit.
Really? All, likes them unironically?
Unironically likes all these bands. Oh, and and here I figured out, so like the opening riff of that summer thing, the All Summer Long, I think is what it's called, which is hey, I'm gonna take Werewolves of London, combine it with Sweet Home Alabama and put new lyrics over it.
Oh, I know the one
thing irritates the shit out. And but it begins and you think you're about to hear Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon, and so I get all excited. I'm like, oh, I love the it's a crappy song.
Yeah, here. So I'm gonna pause recording for the final YouTube. I'm gonna play a tiny bit of this.
Oh, are you gonna really? All right, cool.
Just a little bit. Yeah, it starts like it's F that, dude.
Yes, exactly. I mean, if you're gonna do it, change it up a little bit. If you're gonna use it, I mean.
Yeah, I don't like it. Not a fan. But anyway,
real deal, that guy.
Yeah, he's a real deal.
Real deal.
Yeah, real deal. He's great. No, he's not. He's bad. Hey, I don't know if you heard.
It's quite opposite of the real deal.
It's the obvious. It's the most unreal deal ever.
Yes.
Yeah. Elon Musk rebranded Twitter. We all know about this by now. It's called X now. X.com literally gets you yes. there.
It looks like the new nightclub at MGM Grand.
It really X. does. And you can't get in till 11, 21 and older. You know what I mean?
Exactly. There's a line and you're definitely not wearing the right shoes to get in. Oh,
did you see the dumb new slogan? Let me see if I can. I don't remember.
Oh, no.
It's so bad.
I don't know what the slogan was.
It's blaze your glory.
Oh, good Lord.
Blaze wow. your glory.
So, bro. Hello, that's bro.
Sucks. It just sucks. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Blaze your glory. That's not even one of Bon Jovi's best songs, people. Come on.
He's had some other problems, though. So all of this happened. And as soon as he did it, it got blocked by Indonesian porn laws. you can't have X as a part of your branding. And there's specific Oops. Laws in Indonesia where they just can't it. So that's still ongoing. They had another problem where... the iOS app store doesn't allow single character names for products, for apps.
Oops.
You had to have two or more characters to have an app work.
Yeah.
And they had to make a special exception. So they went ahead and did it, but they had to make this special exception to let X happen. And then the third thing he did is he put up a giant X logo.
Products.
Oh, that's the other thing. It's a Unicode font that they used, which means you can never copyright it. Weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Then they put up a giant flashing like Kenny Rogers Roasters on Seinfeld sign up on their building that's just too bright, and all the neighbors, because there are people that live around that in San Francisco, and they were all like complaining.
2 days later, didn't it?
Yeah, they had to take it down. Oh, and they went to take the old Twitter sign down and didn't get a permit to have the equipment to do it, because you have to do that in downtown San Francisco, and the cops came and made them stop. So all they had, so they left it saying on there, like ER, because they couldn't finish taking it down.
Like, well, there we go. Problem solved. They call it Xer.
Yeah.
And then it works for iOS, the Apple store. Then you, Indonesia is okay with Xer.
Yeah. What it strikes me as is this is just somebody who doesn't think anyone else exists.
That's the thing. I think that all of these decisions were made without any, like... I'm all for the let's not slow everything down with a full committee, but let's maybe spend a few days and think about this. Is this the right thing? Is this a good idea?
And what is the harm in taking even freaking 30 minutes to say, all right, what do the local laws say about signage? Right. Can we do this? Oh, exactly. We can. Okay, well, let's do a smaller one, or let's do it on the other side, or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. He's just a freaking weirdo, dude.
Yeah.
I will say my brother-in-law Ken got a new Tesla, and that thing is so it's hot. Oh, it is so good looking.
My dad loves his Tesla. But the reasons, like Tesla making great cars is no credit to Elon.
No, he's not even involved mostly in the day-to-day. They kind of moved him away. They kind of forced him away from all that to keep the stock price from taking a shit.
Exactly. Like, if he was involved with Tesla more, he would have driven that into the ground too, quite literally.
Yeah. By the way, don't send me any emails telling me how what a genius he is.
Elon Musk is the real deal.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't do it today. All right? I don't want to read any of that shit.
Yeah.
Finally, there's Skittle.
I'm warning you with peace and love.
Peace and love.
You will go in the bin if you send emails about Elon Musk.
Peace and love. I never recorded that. I don't know why I didn't. I need to.
Oh, you totally need to. I'll get you the link after the show.
Please do. Final story, Skittles and French's. Yeah, that's right. The mustard people.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, they're making a mustard flavored Skittles for National Mustard Day.
Well, I like mustard, but I don't. Okay, I'd like to try it, please.
Yeah. If anyone out there wants to go through the trouble of finding us a little packet of these and sending them into our two addresses that are up on the site, we will try these on the show and tell you if we think mustard Skittles are good or not.
So I guess basically they need to be in Washington tomorrow or New York on the 5th.
Right. These are very limited. Oh, Atlanta on 31st. Oh, that already happened.
Yeah, you missed it.
Let's see.
That shit has sailed.
They say Skittles are always looking to inspire moments of everyday happiness and deliver unexpected ways for fans to experience the brand, says Ro Chang Mars, director of marketing. These sound terrible, but I'll eat it. I'll try it.
I know. Exactly.
I'll try it.
I'm looking right now. Let's see. Do I have to
You have to do anything? What do you have to do to get them if you really want
to sign up just to find out where it, when and where I do? Oh, here we go. August 2nd. So tomorrow, Washington, D.C. So it's all East Coast, by the way.
Oh.
Washington. So I thought maybe it was Washington State. Washington, D.C. City Center. They'll be there from 11 to 3.
Yeah.
August 5th. Saturday.
Yeah.
They'll be at the Hudson River Park in New York City from 11 to 3. Monica, get on it, Monica.
Yeah, you're our East Coast representative. Get your ass out there.
Get a pack of these to me and Scott to try on the show, and I will send you on DVD the complete Gilmore Girls.
Wait, does it include the Netflix reboot follow-up thing?
I don't think that was ever put on DVD.
Yeah.
The first 7 seasons of the Gilmore Girls on DVD.
Wow. Fantastic. All right. Well, let us know.
It's going to be expensive to send now that I think about it. Oh, well. I'll do it.
Yeah. No, he'll do it because it's worth it. It's content. That'll do it for today's show or news.
What?
Wait a minute. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's Bill's turn to be on the show. It's Making Things with Bill coming up right after this break. Brian's got to break it, though, with a little music interlude there. What do you got?
I do. One of the cities that you can't get the mustard. I'm pulling up my notes because I didn't have this information in front of me. One of the cities you can get these mustard Skittles. Taste and throw up the rainbow is Los Angeles, sadly, but that's okay. You can still enjoy Los Angeles in album form. That's right. A new debut album is coming out November 3rd featuring, get this, ready? Are you ready for this lineup?
I'm ready.
Lal Tolhurst.
Okay.
Has just got a funny name that makes you laugh out loud.
Yeah.
He is the drummer for Susie and the Banshees.
Oh, okay.
Budgie. Who's a member of The Cure. Hello, I'm The Cure.
And a bird.
And Jackknife Lee, joined by folks like The Edge from U2, Isaac Brock from Modest Mouse, Bobby Gillespie from Primal Scream, Mark Bowden from Idols, Mary Lattimore, and more. Brand new album called Los Angeles. This is the title track featuring James Murphy from LCD Sound System. You like hearing him sing about all his friends. Here is Los Angeles by all those people I just mentioned.
Hey, do you know how to tell when your microwave's about to break? Well, two of my microwaves did the same thing. They made a pop sound and they caught fire.
Reincarnation. What human being was your pet in a previous lifetime?
And we've returned. Hey, Brian, who was that again? I guess you don't have to name all their names, but that was a big group of people.
I'm going to give you a few names. I'll give you, because it's really attributed to three people who are the nucleus of this project, and then all these other people I mentioned joined and performed like vocals for a lot of them.
Sure.
Lal Tolhurst, Budgie, and Jackknife Lee.
That sounds great. Budgie is a bird, right?
Susie and the Banshees.
Isn't Budgie a bird?
Oh, I guess, yeah. Lal is The Cure. I'm sorry, I had it backwards. Thank you, Molly Fenton. Lal is from The Cure. Lal Tolhurst is from The Cure. Budgie is from Susie and the Banshees.
Oh, all right. Is that a lady, Budgie, or a dude?
No. Okay. Budgie's a dude.
And is Budgie...
By the way, that guy with the microwave, he sounds like his microwave didn't just die. It surrendered.
I think he put metal in it, if I had to guess.
I think he overused it.
Yeah, I think maybe that microwave is happy now to be in a better place, is my thinking.
Right, exactly.
All right, we're going to
Anyway, thank you, Molly Fenn, for the clarification. Not the clarification.
Yeah, exactly. That's an important distinction. Check this out.
There's still something wrong, isn't there, Bill?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with Bill. Bill Duran, he's our good pal and friend from the Pacific Northwest who runs a little company called Punish Props where they make cool stuff. We come on the show with him every once in a while here and talk about it. Bill, I love having you on. How are you?
Hello. Good morning. I'm excited.
Whoa.
You know why?
Really?
Why? We have a month to go until DragonCon.
Oh, wow.
Wow, is that only a month? Holy crap.
I hear they're stoking up a lot of coal for the fires under Mount Atlanta to get it nice and hot and humid and pleasant.
Yeah, perfect place for cosplay, I always say.
Yeah.
Hey, so speaking
cover
of which,
in foam.
You're probably got all kinds of plans for this year's dress-up deal, right? What are you doing?
A bunch of fun casual stuff, and there's one of them that I want to talk about today. So a group of friends are going. My brother and his wife are going this year, and my college roommate and his wife. So we're doing some group costumes with
the six of
us.
Yeah.
And one of them, do you both recall the hit movie from 1993 or 4? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze.
Can't place it.
You're familiar?
Yeah, not familiar.
I am slightly, unfortunately, familiar with it. Yes. I kind of remember 2. Not as much as I remember 1, but I do remember 2 a little bit. Sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, in the movie...
We did. You're right.
In the movie, there are the scientists from TGRI. Techno Global Research International, or something like that. They wear orange jumpsuits, orange hard hats, and little ID badges. And that's what we're dressing up as. I'm going to make a giant dandelion carry around.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But something that these costumes require are ID badges for everyone in the group. And I made some. I made some for everyone in our group. In fact, I just tweeted out over on Twitter. I'm still calling it Twitter.
Yeah.
So long as twitter.com/chinbeard takes you to my page, I'm still calling it that.
Yep. Good call. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So you can check that out. I made some badges for me and Britt and all our friends, including our own photos. I had everyone send me a photo. So we have these really cool badges. And today I wanted to talk about that, making printed props, like paper props or something that easily gets overlooked when you think of props, you think like guns and stuff. But
yeah,
there's a ton of stuff that needs to be printed.
ID cards. And,
heck yeah.
In fact, they're super common for cosplay. And sometimes when you go to like pop culture conventions, you'll find people who sell replicas of known badges. So like Mulder and Scully's IDs, you can get those. Or the McLovin ID.
Super bad.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense. Sure.
And there's tons and tons of well-known and iconic ID badges. And sometimes you got to make your own for a costume, which is what I did. So I was able to grab some reference images from the movie. Now, none of them were very good or high resolution or close. So I had to guess on some of the elements. But in my 5 minutes of research, I didn't see anyone else who had made one, so I guess no one can check me on if I got it wrong.
That's a rarity on the internet, right? That you that somebody else hasn't beat you to creating something like that and is charging up the wazoo for it.
I feel like you explained why, though. It's like it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze.
It's right there. It's right there in the description.
It's right in the description. Yeah. And then it's this weird organization within the film that is very specific to that film. Maybe it shows up in cartoons and stuff. I don't know. But you really did go, you know.
We dove deep.
Yeah. No doubt.
So anyway, I came up with my own design for some of it and printed them out. And like I said, there's a photo over on Twitter if you want to see what I did. I'll have a short video on our YouTube channel in the coming weeks showing how I put that all together. Hmm. A lot of the hardware for badges is available off the shelf. So there's a whole bunch of different sizes and shapes and styles of the sleeves that you would slide the badge into. There's the spring clips that I had to order some of the spring clips that are specific to the ones they have in TMNT 2. Mm-hmm. Then there's also the retractable lanyards, which I already had a bunch of for my Wiccus costume from District 9. I had to make an ID badge for that.
Oh my gosh, I forgot you did that.
So it's like one of those telecom employees have where they've got the ID badge on their belt and, it like unlocks the door. And then
That's exactly it. Yeah, I have a bunch of those. It turns out still left over. I needed one and it came in like a 10-pack. So nice. I have extras.
Man, you just reminded me that movie's now, it came out in 2009, I think. I'm pretty good at movie years. I think that's right.
You're very good at that.
But they've been talking about a sequel forever, and there's nothing yet, and it pisses me off. I love that movie so much.
Well, they've got the new one coming out, though.
Do they? Is there a new one?
Yeah.
Have I just there's not a new heard one of this? Looks,
oh, my gosh. And it's, like, animated, and the animation is... It reminds me, it's not the same, but it reminds me of the Across the Spider-Verse animation. It looks fantastic.
I haven't heard a thing about it. What's it called?
Yeah, I haven't heard of this either.
Yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, no.
District 9.
Oh, you moved on to District 9. Yeah. I was looking up Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
The new Ninja Turtle thing looks amazing.
Yeah, and that's much older. Yeah, that's much older. Yeah. No, District 9 came out in 2009, and it was, they keep saying District 10, and will we ever see it? And I just never hear shit about it. I want that movie.
I think if Chappie would have done better, we might have seen a District 10.
Yeah, good point.
I enjoyed Chappie.
Chappie is, you know what? I like Chappie too, but I cannot convince you it's a good movie, but I can convince you there's cool shit in it. How about that?
Yes.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
fair enough. Anyway, sorry. Continue on before I derailed us.
So a lot of fun tools to use in graphic replication. Photoshop is an obvious one, or Illustrator. I use Inkscape for almost everything because it's free and I'm very comfortable with Inkscape. So I recommend if anyone wants to get into this, that's a great place to start drawing your own graphics, coming up with fonts. There's actually a website. This is What the Font.
Oh, What the Font. Yeah. What the Font. I use that all the time.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So What the Font or What Font is this? There's websites that where you can put in an image of a font and it'll figure out what font it is for you.
It'll parse out, like you'll be able to say, like it says, what letter is this? What letter is this? And
yeah.
You can say, oh, that's a G, that's an H, and and then it figures it out. It's actually really cool. It's not, it's 50%. I feel like I get 50% good results from it.
Sure, but, sure.
These are the kind of things you're going to see AI be really helpful with.
Yeah. Like that kind of stuff. No kidding.
Yeah, especially when it comes to imagery.
Sometimes I do end up tracing the font in Illustrator or Inkscape by hand to replicate it. But if you can find the right font, boy, it makes everything easier.
Yeah.
And then for the hardware tools, I have a color laser printer that doesn't get used very often. It mostly just gets used for this type of work. Laser printers are really great because if you're making a prop that needs like a sticker on it and then you want to weather it, an inkjet printer, if you get it wet, it'll smear. Mm-hmm. But a laser printer, for a variety of reasons, are better and more durable for this kind of work. So that's the laser color printer. I also have a vinyl cutter. So good for cutting out graphics in all sizes. And that's a very permanent and very fun and colorful way to do it. I don't have a laminator, but I can see that being really useful too. I think my my Wicca's ID was laminated with packing tape. I think that's how I did that. But if you have a legit laminator, I would need to be making a bunch of badges to justify the cost of it. But that would be a really cool tool to have as well.
Yeah, for sure. And those are pretty cheap. I mean, you can get those. I guess you'd want to get a decent one, but you can get them at craft stores and all over the place. Yeah.
And then for materials, I have like photo printer paper. So for my TGRI badges, I got some nice photo printer paper, nice gloss paper. There's all sorts of really fun stuff too. In fact, I have a stack of papers over there that are all for different projects. I've got like a parchment paper for doing stuff that's meant to look old. Or if you want to print out like a certificate or something, parchment paper is really cool for that. And then I also have sticker back paper. Like I said before, sometimes props need stickers done on them. Like my my Ghostbuster props have like warning labels and stickers. I have a sticker paper that is a gold and I also have a silver foil that I can print warning labels on for my proton pack or my ecto goggles. So it's got a back that's like silver, and then you print over it with like a matte toner, and it looks so legit.
Wow.
And you just peel them off and stick them on there, and then you can like scuff them a little bit with like some high grit sandpaper, and it scuffs off the toner, and it looks perfect. It looks just like you would imagine a sticker should look.
You know, this all really fun stuff. This all strikes me as you have the skills, the wherewithal, and the material that you could be like an illicit behind the scenes, like fake ID guy, you know?
Oh yeah.
Like you could be like, right. Hey, for $500, I'll get you a new ID.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yep.
You'd
be able to buy some booze. I got to get the dude for you.
Yeah, dude. You'd be the most popular popular person in the local high school. They'd all love you. For all their fake IDs. Well, this is cool, man. No one ever thinks of this part of it, right? But this is part of the authenticity of your overall jam.
Mm-hmm.
How often though do you feel like you're gonna have to explain that you're with this Ninja Turtle second movie weirdo?
That's the thing about Dragon Con.
Yeah,
you don't need to. I mean, basically, there's so many deep cut characters at Dragon Con that nobody feels like they need to say, all right, now who are you supposed to be?
It's right,
like,
right.
I just, people go there and say, I'm going to know about 80% of the people, the characters that I see people walking around as. And that's just fine.
Yeah.
And if there's a place where anyone's going to get that one, it'll be at Dragon Con.
Yeah.
There's another one. I'll spill the beans on one more costume that Brittany and I are doing. This is, again, a deep cut because it's not even technically from a movie. You ever see the picture from the filming of Thor Ragnarok where Kate Blanchett is standing there in her Hela costume and Taika Waititi is like a foot shorter than her, holding up an iPad.
Yeah, it's always a meme like, here's me showing my mom my cool Pokemon collection or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So picture Brittany as Hela and me as Taika Waititi.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So I'm just going to stand there holding an iPad with Britt looking at it.
That's fantastic. That's awesome.
Oh yeah.
I ordered, like, I found the shirt Taika's wearing and I got a watch. Wig. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude.
And again, Dragon Con is a place for that. Yes. You know, most people aren't going to know what that is, but like the 10 people that get it are going to lose their minds.
No, I'd love that.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, I saw two guys. I mean, I've only been there maybe 5 times, but one of the years there were two guys that were walking around that were probably the most popular people that I saw to have your picture taken with. And it was the two guys from Spaceballs that you see for 5 seconds with a giant comb saying, we've been combing the desert and we ain't found shit.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted their picture taken with those guys. They could not walk 2 feet without people.
Wow. I love it. Well, Bill, you're set, man. You're set to blow their minds once again in this year.
Oh yeah,
everyone's gonna go.
We have more. We have more ideas too. We'll see if we can pull them all off.
Yeah, you got what? 3 weeks? 2.5 weeks? What is it? 3 weeks, probably.
A month.
Yeah, yep. That's a good solid time.
I'll talk to you before.
Yeah, you'll start working on it a week and a half before, right?
Yeah. Well, if it's anything like me, I know that's for sure. Well, Bill, it's always good to check in on you, and it's boy, I always forget about this time of year. It's like a rad. All the builders get to have a rad time. It feels like this time of year. So we can't wait to hear how it goes. And you'll fill us in next time at thepunishedprops.com, everybody. Go check it out.
He's got a
You got a bonus link thing. Sorry, missed it.
I do. Highly relevant. So our friends over at Tested, Adam and Norm and those guys, went to film at Earl Hayes Press. These are the guys that make all of the printed props for Hollywood.
How appropriate.
Yeah.
I highly recommend checking out the video because there are things you forget have to get made for a movie. In the thumbnail there, Adam's holding up the almanac from Back to the Future 2.
Yes.
But there are so many things that have to get printed for movies that you forget about. And these guys do all of them. My friend Michael is in the video, and he has been recently working with Earl Hayes Press to sort of go through and catalog all the stuff that they have. And it is hundreds of thousands of things.
No,
it is
kidding.
Astonishing.
That's cool.
Oh my gosh. They do license plates also, it looks like.
They do everything.
Bumper stickers. Look at this.
Bottles and cans and boxes of food stuff.
Boy,
generic items. It's so good.
Talk about taking advantage of a need, or, you know, seeing a need and then really honing in on it. Because you don't think about this. In movies, you're like, oh, well, I guess they had to buy 14 Chevys to wreck them in this car chase, and they needed to have that building as a backdrop. You don't really think about that office full of stuff or that guy's car and its bobblehead and the dice hanging from the mirror and the paper in the backseat.
Instruction manual for the thorium orbiter or something like that.
That's really great. That's really cool.
Or all the items on the background of a shelf in a convenience store.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
They can't be real products.
Can't be real products. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my gosh. I didn't think of that. Unless you have a deal, right? You can have some Coke up there if you have a deal with Coke, but that's it. Yeah. And then those are annoying because I can always tell when they're when they're advertising stuff. Anyway, well, there you go. Bill, always good, man. I can't wait to check in on you again. Have a fantastic rest of your week, and we'll see you soon.
See ya.
Bye now. Oh, punishprops.com, everybody. In case I didn't make that clear. Brian, we have one fast thing from a listener.
I might be adding a second one just in case.
All right. We'll see what happens.
Maybe.
This is a question we got via text from someone who did not leave a name, but they sent a text to 801-471-0462 and said, "Hey, Scott and Brian, this is..." Oh, I did say it. This is Marlon. Sorry, his name isn't there. This is Marlon. It was lowercase, so it threw me. Thought it was the fish. Do you prefer TV series or movies? Do you prefer TV series or movies? Didn't say of what or like a genre or anything like that. It's just like, if you had a choice, do you want a 2-hour story wrap up? Do you want, you know, 10 episodes of a thing?
Right.
It's a kind of a hard question. I like both, but if you could only have one, I guess, what would you take?
If I could only have one, give me a series, because it's way fewer times than I say, oh man, that series could have just been done in 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And more than I say, oh my God, I want more of this movie. I want a whole backstory on all these characters.
Same answer. I think I would be the same for the same reasons. Yeah. It's not that, you know, I love movies and, you know, some movies are insane and they're great. But even if you said to me, well, sorry, no more movies, well, then fine. Make Fury Road into a 10-episode series. I don't care.
No problem. And reset your calendars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of series, we just finished Silo last night. Tina and I did. And thanks to Tristan's flight being 5 hours late. Actually, when all was said and done, it was 9 hours late. Like, he was supposed to get in at 5. He got in at 2:40 or 2:30 or something in the morning.
Are flights ever on time now? Is that ever a thing anymore?
Right, because it was a 5-hour delay because of some sort of equipment deal in Dulles getting to Vermont. But then when he flew here, we had massive thunderstorms and stuff going on, so so they had to divert to Salt Lake City, and then they waited at Salt Lake City for about 45 minutes to an hour and then flew here.
Yeah.
But if they would have met their original time, United.
Yeah.
They would have been here before all the thunderstorms. Everything would have been fine.
Yeah, the delay is what really did it. Then the other stuff's just like, you know, acts of God are only bad if you're a shitty airline. But I mean, like, my brother-in-law Ken got stuck in D.C., didn't get to the family reunion until the last day. Jeez. Same thing. Delays he couldn't control, all this horrible light stuff. Same thing for my nephew, Marshall, although it wasn't late for the thing, but he was supposed to go to a really important meeting in L.A. It's like an hour flight. It's no big deal. He did it hours ahead, and it ended up getting delayed like 7.5 hours. Missed the entire thing. Stayed in L.A. one night. Flew right back home the next. It's like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
That does stink.
We got to get better at the air travel, man.
Yes, yes. I guess they're having problems getting people back into positions and stuff like that.
Sure.
Oh, well.
Well, anyway, 801-471-0462.
Regardless, Silo, fantastic. You hit the nail on the head in your... in your praise of that show. So good.
You might like the books. You may want to check those out because they are real good, those books.
Yeah, I think I might. It's been a while since I've been reading a lot of graphic novels. It's been a while since I've picked up a book.
Book. Yeah, very good.
So that'll be the one I pick up.
What happened here with Van Home? This looks like somebody's tempting you with something evil here. What do we got?
Yes. So I'm just about finished. Like, I've got the Iron Man sitting here behind me. He's fully built, although there are a couple other pieces that allow him to, like, get in additional poses. And then I'm done. Then I was like, done with Van Home. Done with this project. Well, then I get the email today. Hey, because we were talking about last time we had like, ooh, they have an Optimus Prime that's really cool, or a, was it a DeLorean or something? Or, oh, it was the Infinity Gauntlet.
Oh, and the
like, all
and the
these cool other projects. I'm like, no, I feel like I can say no to those.
Sure.
Today I get the email, they have a Millennium Falcon.
Look at that thing.
And it's metal and ABS.
Like, you guys, this thing look is, at this. Look at this chat here. Let me scroll up. Look at the detail on this.
Yeah, it's got LEDs in it. The cockpit, you know, the lid comes off. It's
what's the total take on it, like money wise? Do you know what it would add up to be?
It's 100. So basically, it's 100 sets with $13 per set.
$13 per set. So that's
About $1,000. Probably about $1,500 or something.
Okay, and that's and over how long of a time does it take?
Over 4 months of weekly, so a little over 2 years.
Okay. Oh, that's tempting.
Yeah.
I wish they'd just say, or you can buy the whole thing finished for $2,000. I mean, I know some of the fun is assembling it.
It becomes too daunting if you get it all at once. I don't know if I would have put together. I've got a... you know, I've got models and stuff that I haven't put together that I got in Japan when I went in 2015 that is like, yeah, I've got that whole thing. But when you're like, just put these four parts together today. Oh, four parts? I can do that. Done.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. This is so tempting. Look at it.
Isn't it cool? Yeah.
It's so like all that detail and reproductive like.
Yes. Like the battle damage and all that sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really hot, dude. Oh, the little cone comes off.
I might do it. I might.
That's, I mean, they do make it hit less when it's only that much a month or whatever.
They do, yeah. But then you also got to think, yep, you're in it. You're committed. Basically, yeah. you're not gonna stop halfway through and have a biannual Falcon. You need the Millennium Falcon.
They have a wall mount for it if you want it.
Yeah, which is, you know what it is? It's a freaking Visa mount.
Yeah, that's
a Visa TV mount. Television Visa mount. Yeah. And guess what?
Yeah, you don't need to buy theirs. You could just go get
one of those a lot cheaper. So
I can't believe this thing is Visa compliant. That's hilarious to me.
Right, exactly. It's kind of brilliant, to be honest, to make it Visa compliant.
Cancel any time. That means people could get like half a Millennium Falcon and never get the rest.
That's right.
Wow.
Could be a Bicentennial Falcon.
This is great. I want you to do it so that I can see and witness this happening. I don't think I could.
Really tempted. Really tempted.
I would just pay. You know what I want? I want like, let's see. How big is that? I want like a catcher mitt sized Millennium Falcon with this level of detail that I can just buy finished. You know? Mm-hmm. I don't want to wait. Yeah. I don't have patience for this. I don't think I can.
This thing is 1-to-1 scale, the model that was used for the movies.
Damn.
Yeah.
So the model they shot.
Yeah,
this is size. Oh, Brian.
Right, exactly.
They even got a picture of these.
So damn tempting.
This 70s picture with a bunch of afro having mustache dudes painting the original. They're really going deep on this.
Mm-hmm.
Afro having.
I know. I think that photo is from the 70s. Like, I think I'm sorry. The one of the dad and his kid working on the model, I think, is from the 70s. I know there's a couple photos on that site, but I think one of those is actually.
Is it from the time, from the era?
I think that looks like it's from the time. Look how yellowed that photo is. Yeah. I know it's supposed to look like father and son putting together the fan home version, but I think that's...
I think that's from then. I don't know. Like, let's see.
Hold it on. Certainly looks like with the like the yellowy photo, but it doesn't say... I guess it on the left side, it talks about... yeah, because they're showing somebody painting it and stuff, so yeah. Maybe that is. That's probably what it is.
Oh, man. Everything about right. this makes me want right. it.
If I... Here, we'll explore this. Yeah. Do people want to watch me assemble this? And I'll do a...
a whole stream, dude?
A whole stream.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And you can watch me every month assemble this and live vicariously through me.
Yeah, then you'll have a whole series up there when you're done.
Yeah. Zoe, I think you're onto something there.
Fanholm Infinity Gauntlet. Oh, these... It looks like people do these all the time.
Yeah.
Build your own. Here's the... Oh, yeah, they have the...
The Iron Man one. I actually used somebody's Iron Man video once to figure out how to make a certain part fit together because it wasn't working right. And
these are great.
All right.
Oh, and then it gave me a video called Only Fan Girl Living Off the Grid. Okay. That's great. Thanks,
great.
YouTube.
Excellent. All right.
That's not a
stay tuned. Stay tuned for more info because I think I will do this if I can help. You know, if somebody can help subsidize the cost of this, and I'll make it. You know, buck a month or whatever, and
yeah, I mean, why not? You have room for it out down there somewhere.
I do, plenty of room on that wall, especially if it's a Visa mount. Yeah. Actually, I've already got a Visa mount right there, and I'm not using that screen, so I'll just take the TV, the monitor off of there, and put the Millennium Falcon there.
I love it. Quick note that we are supported by you. Speaking of support, at patreon.com/TMS. Without your support, we are nothing. And it's a brand new month, literally the first today. This is a great time to get in. If you've been on the fence for all these years and you're like, you know what? I just need to throw those guys a buck a month or something. Go read all about the levels that we have because there are various things you can get. No commercials ever. You get pre-show content every day. You get our couch parties and play dates. You get art in the mail. You get other great monthly benefits you can only get by being a member of our Patreon, patreon.com/TMS. And a huge thanks, as always, to those who are already there and helping us make this show. That'll do it for today's programming. However, we need to play a song. That's the rule. So, Brian, let's play one. What do you got?
Yeah. Matt, a.k.a. Scatus X, wrote in and said, greetings, sorcerer and barbarian. On Tuesday, I will reach the number of Earth soul revolutions that brings to mind dolphins and whales and potted petunias and hyperspace bypasses.
Wow.
So, let's test the ship's phasers and destroy them with lasers. And while Scott tries to find those clips, maybe play me a song.
Here's this one.
Let's test the ship's phasers.
And he wanted, destroy them with lasers. I might have out by itself. Let's see. Let me just see. It only take a second, everyone. Just relax yourselves. Here it is. Destroy them with lasers.
Destroy them with lasers.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I can't believe that was 2011. I did that. That's a long time ago.
Really? That's how long it's been since you've done that?
Forever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, they need a new album out. Why is Knife Party dragging their ass these days? Come on now. Anyway.
They say, you guys and all the contributors are the high point of my workday and always a hoot to listen to. Keep shoving hobos. Signed, Matt Scatius X or Scatus X.
Thanks, man.
He wanted to hear the Proto Men or Super Guitar Brothers with Dan Avidan, Ninja Sex Party, or Scary Pockets. We're going with Proto Men and a song that we haven't played on TMS before. I haven't played this one on TMS before. And might harken back. It's an older song, but it kind of got a little bit of new life when a greasy, shirtless saxophone playing, maybe a vampire, started playing it in, San Angeles?
It's been a while.
Lost Boys. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a song by The Call called I Still Believe, or Great Design in a subtitle of parentheses. Here are the Proto Men from their album The Cover Up from 2015 with a cover of I Still Believe. We'll be right back.
our crime, this is our sin. But I still believe, I still believe. Through the pain, through the grief, through the lies, through the stones, through the cries, and through the woes. Waves to cover me. I'm turned and tossed upon the waves. When the darkness comes, I feel the grave. But I still believe, I still believe. Through the cold and through the heat, through the rain and through the tears, through the crowds, through the cheers. No, I still believe.
Frogpants.com.
How do we know that he's prepared to deliver two complete laundries at this short notice?
We don't know.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.